For the first time in a few weeks, we have a mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, and we're here inside Reliance Stadium. We're literally looking off a computer, and we're just kind of winging it almost. So the first question comes from David Hadley, and he says, no matter where I deploy or whatever duty station I'm in, I will always fly the Texans banner. Well, thanks a lot, David. It's good to start things off with a very positive, or on a very positive note like that. And DP, we love our armed servicemen and women overseas cheering for us, but we love anybody that's serving our country.
Absolutely. At this point in the season, we love hearing positive feedback from our fans, and hopefully they'll have something to cheer about very soon.
No doubt. Our next one comes from Treva Sean Anderson, and Treva wants to know, if Keenum continues to show promise in the remaining games of the season, will he seriously be considered as next year's starter instead of drafting a new QB? Well, Treva, there's absolutely a chance that he could be the starter next year if he plays really well. Regardless of that, I do think the Texans are going to take a quarterback fairly high in the draft. I'm just not sure that it's going to be in round one.
Sure, if Case plays well, what you might see is the Texans don't take somebody in the first round. They could probably fill some other holes on their roster and then go and address the quarterback issue. Entirely possible. We'll just have to see how the next three games play out.
And the final one comes from Malcolm Thomas, and it's one that a lot of people are wondering. Any new leads on who becomes the next head coach? Well, there are certainly some leads, starting with defensive coordinator, interim head coach Wade Phillips. He's going to interview for the job once the season's over. That's what Texans chairman and CEO Bob McNair said. And then there's a lot of other names, too.
I think the most important thing is the criteria that Bob McNair is looking for in a head coach. Someone who's got head coaching experience and someone who's got experience in the NFL. So anyone that falls under those that umbrella of qualities, probably someone they're going to look at very closely. But I look to see them making a decision soon, maybe in the next month or so. What about you?
Oh, certainly in the next month. And to add on to some of the criteria, he kind of prefers McNair. He said he would kind of prefer someone with a defensive background. But none of what I just said and what you just said, none of those are rigid rules that have to be the case. But those are the kind of guidelines that he's set, and that's what we're looking at for next season. So, Malcolm, your question was the best one today. You get $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. We love you for sending that in, and we love all of you for sending in all of these questions. For DP, I'm Drew. We'll see you next time.